This is KCUR 89.3. If you've ever tried to solve a Rubik's Cube, you know what a laborious pain that can be. But U.S. speed cubers keep breaking world records. And as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, the next one to fall will likely be in Kansas City, where a couple of software developers have built a gizmo that can unscramble the venerable Rubik's Cube faster than ever before.
Remember back in the early 80s when nerdy kids, guys like Paul Rose, had to have one of those colorful 3x3 cube puzzles?
I got a Rubik's Cube and spent a little bit of time trying to figure it out, and after a week or so, put it down because I couldn't get it.
No shame there. Heck, it took Erno Rubik himself more than a month to unscramble his own invention the first time. Goes a lot faster now. Will Wooden, a skinny, blonde 12-year-old, is the type of modern kid who takes solving Rubik's Cubes very seriously.
We call them speed cubers. Speed cubers are like people who solve Rubik's Cubes for a living and can do it like really fast.
Wooden's sitting in his room in Kansas City at a small table piled with Rubik's Cubes and a big three-ring binder.
By the way, this binder right here, is a binder of algorithms.
Now that is operations that cubers execute to reorder the colored blocks in a certain way. Speed cubers memorize lots of these moves. Wooden has them down to the point of being automatic. He flips one of his cubes around in his fingers, completing solve after solve as he talks and timing the results.
All those other guys, 17 seconds, but I'm not as fast as all those other guys, but I'm getting there.
A couple of months ago, a 14-year-old from Kentucky broke the world record, solving a Rubik's Cube in just under 5 seconds. Paul Rose also has a name for this type of person.
Human speed solver.
Rose has devoted a lot of his Rubik's Cube energy lately toward robot speed solving. It's been a quest, he says, started when he saw something called Cube Stormer 3, a robot made of Lego Mindstorms that can unscramble a cube in 3.25 seconds.
So I was very impressed that it could be done, but at the same time I thought, if they can have a world record with Legos, I bet we can make one faster.
By we, Rose means he and his coworker, Jay Flatland. They write software at Speedbot Systems, a mega-volume stock trading company north of the river.
7th floor.
This is where they set up their robot. The robot seems a pretty lofty description for this contraption. Little black cameras screwed to 2x4s point toward a Rubik's Cube. Short plastic arms grip the center block on each side of the cube. Small motors turn the arms. The whole thing's wired to a desktop computer.
To keep it from peaking too early, we cover the cameras very low tech. We just cover them with a sheet of paper. And on the count of three, four different people will yank the piece of paper away and give the machine its first peek.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
1.05 seconds.
What's the holdup here?
1.05 is great. That's as nearly as good as we've gotten without exploding a cube.
How close was that cube to blowing up just now?
I don't know. It was pretty close.
Well, not really blow up, but cubes do fly apart, even ones specially built for speed and greased with plenty of cube lube. That's a real thing. In fact, cube failure is a major issue because at the top of this sport, the mental work is lightning fast. Physically manipulating the cube is the slow part. Flatland says he saw an opportunity when he got a new toy this summer.
I bought a 3D printer and was kind of trying to find a project to learn how to use it, and then we came up with this idea of building the Rubik's Cube solving robot, and it seemed like a perfect fit.
It was, because the printer let Flatland quickly build, try out, and modify parts until they worked. The whole project took Rose and Flatland about 6 months of their spare time, which is pretty fleeting since both guys have fairly large families. A judge from Guinness will be in town from New York to oversee the world record attempt Friday. Rose and Flatland hope to solve a cube in under a second, then publish all the specs for their robot to give future record seekers a head start. After that, they say they are out of the Rubik's Cube record-setting business. Not Will Wooden, though. He's locked on.
Once you get into it, you don't ever want to stop. That's how it is, because once you do it, you never stop. You like want to keep on doing it. You want to get more puzzles, but I mean, it's just how it is.
Wooden plans to attend Friday's record attempt, after which Rose and Flatland intend to crank up their robot to hyperspeed and explode a Rubik's Cube just for fun. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.